A new study is using fish ear bones to trace where Kuskokwim king salmon are hatching and to help managers better manage the fishery. The ear bone is called the otolith. It's small, white, and feels like a stone. If you were to cut it open, you'd see rings, kind of like tree rings, each ring showing the passage of time and carrying clues to where the fish has swam. That's because pieces of the environment, like chemicals dissolved in water that enter the fish's bloodstream through the gills, collect in the otolith. This summer, Dr. Sean Brennan of the University of Washington is using those clues to map where Kuskokwim king salmon are hatching to answer these questions.
What parts of the watershed did those fish come from? And any given year, which parts of the watershed were producing most of the fish, and how that varies through time?
The idea is, if we can find out where the fish are hatching and when they're arriving in the river, then we can fish in a way that doesn't disproportionately impact one fish stock over another.
Being able to unravel that, to help management and research that is really focused and aiming at conserving the resource for future generations.
The study has two parts. First, collect water samples throughout the Kuskokwim River drainage and test those samples to determine the water chemistry at different parts of the river.
Essentially, what we're doing is mapping the chemistry that naturally occurs in each of the tributaries and main stem channels of the Kuskokwim watershed.
The second part involves taking all the king salmon the Alaska Department of Fish and Game catches in the Bethel test fishery and removing their otoliths. Then biologists will match the otolith chemistry to the river's chemistry to pinpoint where each fish hatched. This means the king salmon from the Bethel test fishery distributed by ONC this summer will look a bit different.
It will most likely look like a triangle of the top part of the head has been cut away.
This study has been conducted in the Nishagek River in Bristol Bay and on the Yukon River here in the YK Delta for several years. It's arriving on the Kuskokwim for the first time this summer.